I'm Tommy Gimler. It's the 2016 Daily Upper Decker NFL Preview, and if you are a Los Angeles Rams fan, may God have mercy on your soul. Gents, let's set the over-under for domestic violence arrests at 1.5 for the average Los Angeles Rams fan.
Over. I'm Gary Dudak, and if you watch TMZ, you may see me soon as their latest ambiguously gay hunk.
Wow, I didn't realize you had prepared that joke. I'm Adam Pockross. I'm a newbie. This is my my first podcast, but my last name is Pockross, so I feel like I was born to do this. Just want you to know that if anybody is putting any money on anything I say, that I cannot be held responsible for that.
What is something a Jew would say for 400, Alex?
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
Hey, all right, guys, welcome.
Hey, buddy.
It's the 2016
Cheers.
Daily Upper Decker NFL Preview.
To football.
And it's outstanding because this year we're doing it 1 week into the season.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot smarter with my predictions after seeing 1 week.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like football. Your mind is skewed now, and it's trouble.
I wouldn't be able to sit here had I not seen the previous week because I only know what's going on in Denver Broncos camp. I'm just going to let you all know
that. Do some research. I did. Yeah. I watched CBS on Sunday.
All day.
And
But I was super high, so I don't remember a lot of it.
So we're gonna go through eventually, and we are actually going to do what we always do. And, you know, all 32 teams, Vegas set an over-under on their win total for the 2016 season. And now, I think 1 week in, we should be a lot better than what we have been in the past.
Should be.
The only problem is, after we give you this advice, I don't think Vegas takes these bets anymore. You might have to go to, like, Laughlin.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Carson
Reno.
City. Carson City. Yeah, something like that.
I'll take your money.
I like money.
I'll never go to Reno again.
And I'll tell you. You might never go to Reno again. I'll never go to a Los Angeles Rams San Francisco 49ers game again. Did you guys see this last night?
At one point there was 15 punts and 14 points. I saw that.
Yeah,
that was good.
It was like the entire game was this. If you had to sum it up in 10 seconds, it would be the Los Angeles Rams offensive line let more guys through than Jennifer Love Hewitt's labia. And the San Francisco 49ers suck. But they won 28-0.
Are we sure they suck?
They suck. That was the worst football game I've ever seen. And I've watched a lot of football games.
So I was rooting for the Rams pick six like the entire game because I had the Rams defense for some fucking reason. And Blaine Gabbert almost threw three pick sixes. There were times where the Rams guy just dropped it and he could have just gone to the house and made my fucking first fantasy week good, but instead ruined my life. And then I had to I lost a lot of money and I had to smack my wife around, you know, just like things like that.
Poor girl.
It snowballed.
And she's
brittle
too.
Yeah, well, she takes it. It's all good. We love each other afterwards.
That rare 35-year-old with osteoporosis that just can't handle a Bears fan's beating while he's watching the Rams game.
Poor girl.
I thought this was the best part, and it's not even just like the best part of the game from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
This is probably the best radio call in the history of NFL football. Now, I've been traveling for the last 5 weeks. So when I listen to the Arizona Diamondbacks Arizona Cardinals and New England Patriots game Sunday, I was on the road back from Pittsburgh all the way back to Milwaukee. I had to drive.
Man, two shit cities.
Yeah.
Terrible drive.
Two cities where you don't want to drink the tap water. So I'm driving, so I didn't get to watch any football on Sunday. I had to listen to it on the radio. So you listen to it on what they call Westwood One, which is – so they hire – like a lot of times Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, if the Packers
used
have a Thursday game, yes, but then he got smart. He always hates the Vikings, though. Bears,
That's
Packers,
true.
Doesn't
That's
matter.
True.
He hates the Vikings.
God bless
so
him.
They'll have him do it. They'll have Marv Albert sometimes. Yes.
Yeah.
He'll
when he's not
it.
Biting a tranny.
Hey, man, got anybody to bite this week? If not, can you sit with Boomer and talk Barbasol? It's like Barbasol shaving cream. Like the only marketing plan they have is Westwood One Radio. And with that interception, it's another $15,000 donated to the Boomer Esiason Cystic Fibrosis Fund. Thanks, Barbasol. You would never even know that they existed anymore.
When is the last time you've ever seen a can of Barbasol?
I mean, stopped shaving long ago.
Oh, Jurassic Park from the Peanut Gallery. Yeah.
Did they use it in Spaceballs too? Like when he used the Schwartz to bring
about
over
right.
like the
yeah.
can of Barbasol
yeah.
to spray the dude in the mouth?
Yeah.
It might have been Barbasol.
Sounds right.
But it's like it's one of those things like unless you go to like a backwoods like corner store, you'll see like a can of Barbasol like for $4.50 that's been on the shelf so long
Dusty.
That it's got rust. rust around the top of it.
Does that stuff go bad?
Well, I don't think the shaving cream does, but the can does. It's like, you know, it's got a leaky roof in the corner store, so like the water's seep down onto the can of Barbasol and there's rust on it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the whole point of that is I've been traveling so much that I have to listen to football on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who are still watching at the 11:35 mark of the fourth quarter of last night's Rams 49ers
I was,
game,
actually.
I was.
Yes,
I
and that means you probably had money on the game. Either you hate your wife or you have money on the game or both.
I just didn't want to get up.
Yeah, he was just stuck.
I was like, please entertain me.
I'm totally into this.
The remote is 6 feet away.
Yeah, and it would have entertained you if you would have been listening to the radio, because I know where you're going with this.
Correct. So Kevin Harlan.
I thought he wouldn't get there.
You would hear the name Kevin Harlan, and initially you would think.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, or who the hell is Kevin Harlan?
I know Kevin Harlan. I'm a broadcaster fan, though.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're a mass communication minor.
Big fan of communications.
Not me.
Love communications.
Mass communications minor at Syracuse.
Major.
A major. Very nice.
Good for you.
Newhouse School.
So Kevin Harlan's paired up with Boomer Esiason, and it's just a brutal game. And at the 11:35 mark, it was the greatest moment in sports broadcasting history, at least on the radio.
No, I'm learned, and that's correct.
Here it is.
Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs to the 50. He runs to the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from
coat.
The left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That is incredible.
So that's
so
when you
incredible.
Know, yeah, that is when you know you have a pro.
Bravo.
Because he knew, and they must have been talking ahead of that about, like, I guarantee Boomer Esiason, like, tells it how it is.
Yeah.
Like, he really does. There's a lot of people who don't like Boomer Esiason.
Is that Boomer?
I didn't know that was
no,
Boomer
that,
either.
That was Kevin Harlan.
No,
and then Boomer
I know.
Was,
I didn't know Boomer was the other guy.
Spielman. Was that the other guy with
Harlan? Yeah, that was it was Boomer Esiason and Kevin
Harlan. It kind of shows you how amazing the call was, because, like, you never heard Boomer Esiason's name all day. I was on the internet all fucking day. They just kept saying Kevin Harlan.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware that it was Boomer Esiason. Yeah,
I believe you, because I never heard. You know.
Have you ever interviewed Boomer Esiason?
No.
Ooh, I have. All right. Face. So, all right. Yeah. All right. Boom. Boom. I know Boomer Esiason's voice, buddy.
Still think you're wrong.
Either way,
Kevin Harlan is the man.
Fucking dominated that call.
But that's when you know you have a professional. It was just, he knew it was the worst game. And even later on, like, they talk about it, that was the most exciting thing they've seen all night.
Yep. He just went right into it too. Some goofballs on the field. It's like it almost it like
he
fucking tripped. Yeah, it triggered. Like, I have to do this right now. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those moments where like it reminds me, like, if you're a comic and you're up on stage and you're just absolutely bombing and you tell a joke for yourself.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
exactly.
You don't care if anybody's listening. You don't care what's going on.
Yep.
Like, you're doing this for yourself.
Do this for me. Yeah.
And it's something that he's gonna stash away. And, like, show the grandkids someday.
He struck gold because everyone loved it.
I think it's just because he was drunk.
He's drunk. I am drunk.
Somebody stop me right now. Somebody stop him.
So, yeah, so if you haven't seen go, it's worth watching and listening to the entire clip. Head on over to dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at dailyupperdeck, and, of course, on The Vine.
Are you on the Snapchats yet?
No, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Dude, it makes no fucking sense.
I've been so busy. We're too old, I think.
Yeah.
I'm too old. What's with the fucking noses? Why with
the
noses?
Yeah.
Why are you
the
wearing
filters, they call
why
those.
Why you got a cat nose? I don't understand.
It's usually dogs, yeah.
You wouldn't like a picture of Trevor Siemian? Is it Siemian or Siemian?
Siemian.
Trevor Siemian with a cat nose? You wouldn't like it as a Broncos fan?
I just wouldn't understand it.
Yeah. Fun fact, though, they can show nudity on Snapchat, not on Instagram. So if you want to follow hot models and shit like that.
Yeah, I do.
No, go to Snapchat.
Doesn't it disappear? Doesn't it disappear eventually?
Well, yeah, yeah, which is good because you don't want to have a bunch of saved, you know, nude model videos on your phone. So you just go to Snapchat. They disappear.
It would be worth following Kate Upton just so like the one time when she's drunk and comes over to the Tigers game. Like Verlander gets lit up on the mound and she's like, "Here's my clip."
And then it's like gone. Snapchatted that to all my fans. Yeah.
Ooh,
That'd be worthwhile.
So anyway.
Yeah.
We're also on the Vine though. You got to check out the latest Vine.
Oh, the Vine.
That nine-year-old rugby kid. Did you
see
that?
He's fucking plowing over
like
people.
The Danny Almonte. Yeah, he's like the Danny Almonte of rugby, where he's just running over kids.
That just reminded me of my youth. Ugh.
Yeah, reminds me of my friend Dan Smith growing up. Just fucking was way too big to be playing peewee football, plowing through everyone.
Dan Smith. That just doesn't sound like a guy who is in shape.
No, absolutely not.
If you go see him right now, like, hey, we're going down to McGillicuddy's, and
I haven't talked to him in years, but I assume he's not in the best of shape. But Dan, I love you. If you're out there,
I just can't find him on Facebook because I search for Dan Smith. 3,000 Dan Smiths come up, and there's no other way.
I think
to
he's in Kankakee, Illinois.
We had a Dan Smith in high school.
Yeah, there you go.
Who didn't?
Right. All right, guys, let's jump into the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Basically. Let's do a week one recap. Like I would say, Gary, we'll start with you. Biggest surprise?
The biggest surprise for me personally was that I didn't watch the Bears game.
Wow.
I don't think I've missed a week one Bears game since probably, I don't even know, I was a kid. I don't even remember. And
there's got to be a good reason behind it.
Well, I just moved to a new place. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. A homeowner, as they say.
Is it a home or a condo?
No, it's a condo, but you call it a home. I'm not a house owner.
You are an owner, which means you own a condo. You're in Culver City, California.
Correct.
So what's the address, Gary?
Yeah, all good things. I'm not going to give you that.
Can you give us the code to the gate, please?
I actually need parking's
a premium.
Yeah, I need to do that for delivery. But no, they don't let us have, or we're not allowed to have DirecTV. So we had to get Time Warner. Time Warner doesn't have the fucking Sunday ticket.
Wow.
So I only had the Red Zone channel. But here's the thing. The night before, I was like, do I want to wake up and go to the bar on opening week to watch the fucking Bears get their asses kicked? So I was like, nah, I'm not going
to
do it. I'm going
to
skip.
Former Broncos great and Super Bowl champion, Brock Osweiler.
Don't miss him.
You know, sure enough, I was a little pissed in the first half when the Bears were doing good. I was like, and I saw the highlights, so I was like, man, I wish I was watching this game.
And then you were like, Jay Cutler's
exactly. First fucking pass of the second half, he throws a pitch. So I was happy about that. Surprise-wise, that wasn't a surprise. I think the surprise for me was probably the Lions-Colts game, weirdly enough, just because there was so much fucking action in that game. And the Colts lost, but like
it was a fantasy dork stream.
It was
69 total points.
Yeah, it was a fantasy,
or even more than that. Wasn't it 37-35? So it was 72.
That's
who the Broncos have next week. I didn't watch it. How the Colts look?
Defense is awful. So congratulations on 35 points at least next week. But their offense, Andrew Luck looked good. He looked, especially in the second half, for sure.
So neither defense could play.
Then again, he sounded good. I was listening to it on Westwood One. In my rented Volkswagen on my way across
Barbasol.
Ohio. Yes, the sun was coming down.
You probably learn a lot more doing that than I did just glossing over
television
for 14 hours.
It wasn't even on Westwood One. This was, you know, when you're up in that region, you know, AM radio, the waves travel so much further, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's no buildings.
Right, yeah. So I got the Detroit feed, 760 AM.
Okay.
So I was listening to the Lions, and they're like, the Lions went up 21-3 in the first half.
Yep.
And this is just like how just burned and just so like emotionally fucked the Lions fans have become, because they went up 21-3. And right away, one of the announcers, and I think he's a former player, I just don't know who it is and don't care because it's the Lions. So he was like, remember what happened last year, though, when the Lions went up 21-3? Oh, we all remember that. And then sure shit, the Colts come back. They score a touchdown just before halftime. Then, like, right away, the Lions get a 3-and-out, and it's 21-18 all of a sudden.
Yep.
And then the Colts take the lead, and you could just hear them, like, boy, do the Lions need a score in the worst way. A 3-and-out just isn't going to do here. And you just
bleeding,
hear them, oh, yeah, you could just hear them just, like, you just know the steam's coming out of their ears. It's like a fucking Looney Tunes commercial or a cartoon. You just know it. And it was actually so awesome to hear them – like, go through that. So then what happened? The Colts came all the way back. Matt Prater missed an extra point.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which, if you don't think games are fixed, fuck off. The other three games, like the afternoon games.
He could be drinking again.
That's
true.
Dynamite drop.
Most likely drinking again.
So Prater missed one for the Lions. In the other game, Hauschka, considered one of the better kickers in the league, missed an extra point against the Dolphins.
Yep.
And then, Bullock. Reggie Bullock or Randy Bullock for the Giants missed one. And that was huge because the Giants were 1-point favorites, and they ended up winning by one point against the Cowboys. So in the Colts game, the Colts were 2.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And when Prater missed that extra point, the Colts came down, scored with like 30-some seconds
went up
left.
Two.
And went up 1 point.
Yeah, you're right.
They
were
up 35-34, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then the Lions ended up coming down and scoring anyway.
Went
but
maybe kicking's not that easy.
It's an extra point.
Yeah.
You are an NFL.
33-yard.
It doesn't matter. You're an NFL kicker. Like that would be like going into TMZ tomorrow, and they're like saying, hey, write a 200-word article. And
oh,
like,
that's too many words for them. So let's keep it under 100.
So, hey, write a 40-word article, and 39 of the 40 words are misspelled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's the equivalent of missing an extra point in the NFL. You're a kicker. Get it done.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
So it was just funny how, like, in every game, that extra point actually mattered. It wasn't like a missed extra point in the Steelers-Redskins game last night to where who cared?
The Niners game.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Didn't matter. If you have Greg Zuerlein on your fantasy team, I'm sorry.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Any Ram, basically.
It'd be like, what would have been the worst fantasy team yesterday? Like Gary Barnage at tight end.
Did he have no catches?
Yeah, targeted twice by RG3.
Really? I was going to say Kobe Fleener was pretty fucking terrible, too, because I had him in one
catch for four yards.
So maybe he's your flex.
So, if you got the two tight end format.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Barnage was zero.
Who was the worst
Greg
running
Zuerlein,
back?
Greg zero.
I mean, Gurley didn't do great, but it had to be somebody worse.
Right.
Starting running back? I don't know.
Was there any running back that went in and got hurt, like, right away?
Well, Keenan Allen for wide receiver was
correct.
Bad. Gone for the season.
Oh.
Yeah, that hurts.
Well,
either way,
San Diego has bad luck, man.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm sure it's out there. We just didn't do enough research ahead of time. So, all right.
Why
so you're
would
saying
we?
That you're surprising. Going back to the question.
Yeah.
Of,
well, no, my surprise, other than not watching the Bears, was actually probably Carson Wentz. I thought he was gonna be terrible, and he was actually pretty fucking good. Like the pass he had to Jordan Matthews right away was really good, and he was like poised.
Do you think it had anything to do with that? He was playing the Browns at home.
The home part, yeah, and the Browns also, yeah. But like he looked like he was in charge. Like I watched a lot of that game, and he fucking looked like he took control, and like everybody respected him. And I was like, that's weird.
11 months of winter in North Dakota will do that.
Yeah, North Dakota.
He's so happy to be in fucking Philly. Like nobody else has ever been happy to be there, but
so
he is.
So warm here.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
When you have to learn how to masturbate like a flaccid penis. Because it's so goddamn cold in North Dakota.
It's actually not.
Football's fucking nothing compared to that.
It's actually not hard.
To masturbate a flaccid penis.
Get it?
That's a pun. That's good. I like it.
Oh,
that's good.
You're on fire tonight.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
Wait, so what was your surprise?
That Gorilla Glue marijuana is fucking paying off here.
It's the key lime pie.
Hell yeah.
Key lime pie.
I get paid every time
it's
I say
the color of key lime pie as well.
And a podcast brought to you by Key Lime Pie Weed. If you've got a bad back, can't sleep at night, Key Lime Weed.
The Hot Mess.
Let's jump in to how we basically preview every single sport here on the Daily Upper Decker. We're going to do some win totals, some over-under win totals. So it's the 2016 Daily Upper Decker NFL preview. We've got Gary Dudak from TMZ, Adam Pockross from Key Lime Pie Weed.
And mandatory.com.
And he's also written for DailyUpperDecker.com.
Oh, there you go.
He's a free agent, man. This guy's a freelancing free agent.
Call me.
And Tommy Gimmel here at the Daily Upper Decker. This is how it's going to work. We're all going to get to draft 5 teams. So Vegas set the over-unders. You guys have all of those in front of you. We are going to draft 5 rounds of over-unders. And just like a fantasy draft, it's a snake draft. So ahead of time, Gary, you end up getting the first pick. Pac, you go
hell
second.
Yeah.
I get the third pick, but I also get the fourth pick. And we wrap it around.
Got it.
Now, the first pick here.
I feel like I'm in a good spot right now.
Yes. I think you're in a great spot. So you can steal my picks and just hopefully Gary takes a pick that you aren't going to.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the first round, gentlemen, is going to be the Khloe Kardashian. This is the sure thing.
Yeah.
If you're an athlete, if you're a football player, Khloe Kardashian's as close to a sure thing as it possibly gets.
Have you ever thought, like, just tried to remember who Khloe Kardashian has been with? It's like it was recently. It's Tristan Thompson, right?
James Harden.
James Harden.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom.
Odell Beckham.
There you go. Odell Beckham. That's just four off the top of our heads.
No. Who's the Chris Willie or Chris the tall white gleep who used to play for the Nets? Chris Humphries.
Well, that was Kim, though. This is Chloe.
Oh, that was Kim.
Yeah, that was Kim.
Wait.
Yeah.
Those are two different people.
Kim was with Chris Humphries and Reggie Bush before she got with Kanye.
Bush.
But Chloe is like the recent athlete whore. Remember when I used to not be able to say anything bad about the Kardashians? Remember that?
Yeah.
When I was working for AOL?
Yeah, that's correct. We couldn't say anything. I would have dynamite Kanye West jokes.
Oh, yeah. Cut them out. Anyways. Yeah. So, yeah, that's four athletes at the top. Anyways, sure thing. I got it. Okay, so that's.
Sure thing. So then the second round is going to be your Clint Howard and draft pick, which.
Do explain.
So Clint Howard, when you look at Clint Howard, like, I would expect him to, like, hand me my fries through a fucking McDonald's drive-thru window, right? Like, you don't expect anything from Clint Howard because he's just – he looks like he was dropped. It was just kind of like
– Ron Howard's younger, retarded brother.
Yes, if you would have
told
me –
And he's in every Ron Howard movie.
Correct.
Yeah.
As he
and
should.
He was in The Wraith, which is a great movie.
Huh. And he was in Andy Palmer and Warner Davis's movies.
He's been
the,
like 100.
Funhouse Massacre.
Ah, yes.
He's been in like 150 movies.
So, but that's the thing. So Waterboy. You look at him and you don't expect anything. You're like, Jesus Christ, man! Like, did they let like one of the craft services guys, like the guy driving the craft services van, just like get a line? But he's outstanding in everything he does. Austin Powers.
Oh yeah,
he's in Austin Powers. Well, actually, sir. Big boy never left.
That's right.
So he's great in everything he does. So what we're going to do here is we're going to look at a team that Vegas says is going to be shit. So 7.5 wins or under. Now you have to pick that team, but that team has to finish with 8 wins or more. So for example, if you take the Cleveland Browns at 4.5, it's not that they have to finish with 5 or 6 wins. They have to finish with 8 or more wins.
At least 8. Got it.
At least you got to be 500 or better. So it's like you're not expecting much from this team. At least Vegas isn't. But damn it, they're going to be somebody.
Yep.
And then the third, fourth, and fifth rounds are just picking over under for a team.
Cool.
All right. So with that, it's a 2016 Daily Upper Decker NFL preview on the clock right now. Gary Dudak from TMZ.
I'm going to go hardcore recency bias, and I'm going to take the under – for our L.A. Rams.
What is that? 7.5?
7.5, I believe. Yes, 7.5, says Vegas. I'm going under, big under. First of all, I watched Hard Knocks this year, and it sucked. It was fucking boring as hell.
Did you not think that, like, Jeff Fisher was acting?
Oh, yeah. He was put on a show. There's no way that fucking mulleted loser for the last 20 years was like that. I mean, he didn't even have that much charisma, but he still had some charisma.
It was like too much.
Yeah, too much. Yeah, he was putting on. And they have no quarter. Their quarterback situation is probably the worst in the league because they have two shitty quarterbacks and a first-round pick who seems like the biggest dumbass I've ever watched on
they
TV.
They literally had him hold a clipboard last night.
Yeah, exactly.
So to me, what that means is either he is fucking partying and he doesn't give a shit. Like, he's showing up late. He's not trying to understand the playbook. He's not doing anything. So Jeff Fisher is saying, well, then we're going to fucking embarrass you on national television.
I don't know, man. It seems like he's just kind of a dumb jock. Did you watch Hard Knocks where he didn't know where the sun rose? Did you see that?
Get the fuck
out
of here.
No, I'm dead serious. If you watched Hard Knocks, I think it was episode 1, one of the coaches was like fucking around me like, do you know where the sun rises, right? And he was like, the sky? And then he was like, no, it's like it's the West. Had no fucking clue with it. And like was amazed that they were
so
even
all of a sudden, all of a sudden the 51 out and up.
Yeah.
It's gonna be quite the
exactly.
Pitch.
So he's an idiot. You know, I think Todd Gurley's good, but like what can he do when Case Keenum's just gonna hand him the ball and then be so
everybody
terrible?
Knows.
Exactly.
I mean, there are eight guys in a box, and at that point, at the same time, that offensive line is so terrible that there was a guy in the backfield every single play.
And there was this big joke on Hard Knocks about how Jeff Fisher didn't want any 7-9 bullshit. Like, no 7. That's 7. They're going to be fucking lucky to be 7-9.
Right.
So I'm going way under. I think they win 5 games this year. And that's my Khloe Kardashian.
And he's got to be gone, Jeff Fisher.
Like, this is it for
thanks
him.
Thanks for holding over. It's kind of like when like one Walmart burns down and like there's a brand new one like 5 miles down the street, and it's just like, why don't we just move all that staff over here for the time being?
Yeah. And what has Fisher actually ever done besides the Music City Miracle? Like, that was his only...
Well, he went to the Super Bowl. Was that that year?
That was the same year. The same year. So he has Steve McNair for one magical year, and they lose, which is fine. But since... What was that? Fucking 99? 2000?
I believe it was...
That was forever ago.
Yeah, so it was kind of like... he's like Tom Coughlin's, like, second cousin removed or something like that, to where, like, he just got hot for a couple of games.
And it's like he always gets a pass because he's in Tennessee, and now he's in... Or St. Louis, and now I guess L.A., he won't get a pass. But, like... It's that fucking floppy mullet needs to go, man. Get that guy out of here. I'm sick of him. Even though he's an ex-Bear.
I think he's just old school. Everything's moved on.
Yeah. I agree.
He's 20 years behind the times.
Yeah. Anyways, fuck him.
Who knows? Maybe he calls up Kerry Collins and he comes in and checks down.
Speaking of a guy who likes to drink.
Kerry Collins gets a Dewey, and the next day he's walking down with a Stogue down fucking Bourbon Street. Pockross, Adam Pockross, you're on the clock.
Oh, I don't need any time, Tommy. I got my pick all filtered out. I'm going to stay in the NFC West. Oh. 5.5 wins for the 49ers seems quite low. I know you're saying the Rams are terrible.
So this is your
more
Kardashian
recency bias.
Yeah. I know you're saying the Rams are terrible, but I think it's a athletic quarterback league, and that they got two really athletic quarterbacks.
You're calling Blaine Gabbert a quarterback. Blaine Gabbert probably had more passes that fell 3 yards behind his receivers last night than were actually completed into his receivers.
They're going to run the ball a lot, and then he's going to get hurt because he's going to get killed in that system. And then Colin Kaepernick's going to come in, and he's super athletic too. And I think he's actually quite a leader. And
I haven't
heard
much
learning
about
that
him
about
recently.
I think he's learning about himself right
Has
now.
Has he been in the news at all?
He is. He's getting tested.
Interesting.
And hardship is good for, you know, the soul.
Oh, the Lord works in mysterious ways, this whole Colin Kaepernick.
Somebody should write a song about that.
On a related note to Colin Kaepernick is, like, 3 years ago, when we first started the Dud, my buddy had talked to me about, like, hey, I've heard that James Lofton is Colin Kaepernick's dad.
Looks exactly like
him. So I wrote an article on the Dud, like the Dud investigates, is Colin Kaepernick James Lofton's son?
And maybe that
and
would
now
explain.
It's like getting a bunch of hits because people are Googling Colin Kaepernick and shit. And like
that's amazing.
The comments people leave on there.
I'm sure they're fair and balanced.
Oh, it's obvious. Just look at the way that they're spitting images of each other. Like, listen to when they talk. They sound so much alike. Other ones are like,
well, didn't,
this is nobody's business who his father is. And it's like, you guys are morons. This article's 3 years old. It's all a joke.
You're commenting to the just nobody. I mean, obviously you, thank God. But
Didn't
Lofton touch little boys?
No, Lofton
I think that was Lipton.
Was charged with...
James Lipton. No, is that not true?
I don't think it was James Lipton.
Oh, okay, well.
He was charged with something, right?
Kenny Lofton? I don't know.
Add it to Tony Mandridge's resume, that sack of
Tony Mandridge, you fucking terrible letdown.
No, James Lofton was charged with second-degree sexual assault, which in Green Bay at the time, or in Wisconsin at the time, meant an unwanted blowjob.
what do you mean an unwanted blowjob?
So it was like he took a girl to the stairs and just said, oh, remember when I told you we were going to go get like another... We're going to go play some pinball.
Yeah, well.
I meant that you were going to suck my dick. So that's what it was.
Yeah.
So he got charged. So then he was kicked out of Green Bay.
I'm totally confused right now.
Went to Oakland or Los Angeles, wherever they were at the time, to the Raiders. And then he went to the Bills and finished his Hall of Fame career. But so the whole rumor was, remember when he got charged with sexual assault, he knocked up a chick. And Colin Kaepernick was the result of that.
Yeah.
Well, you go back into the investigation, you look at it a little bit. Oh, it was second degree. What does second degree sexual assault consist of? An unwanted blowjob. So unless his sperm...
You can get pregnant that way.
Maybe he ejaculated goddamn far. He was a Hall of Famer.
That's
so you can't
true.
Put anything past him.
Lifetimer.
But odds are that's not to say that he knocked up another woman a year before, a year after, whatever, and that he truly is.
Or the next day.
But the whole article said... in prison.
Exactly.
When he was arrested that night. It might have been a cop. But, you know, so that was the whole point of the article. But, like, from this instance, like, not... Colin Kaepernick was not the result of an unwanted blowjob. And people are like, how do you know? It's like, no, I pretty much just spelled out for you. All right, so here's the 49ers schedule. They're at Carolina next week.
Loss.
Probably not going to win that one. At the Seahawks the next
loss.
Week.
Loss.
Probably not going to win that one.
Who are we talking about?
Your team, the Niners.
At home against the Cowboys.
Probably a loss. Maybe not.
So there, that could be a second win. At home against the Cardinals. Loss. At the Bills. Loss. At home against the Buccaneers.
Maybe. Could have three.
At home against the Saints.
No
Saints
problem.
Are a bad road team.
Yeah, they are a bad road team. That could be.
At the Cardinals. At home against the Patriots.
Loss.
At the Dolphins. At the Bears.
Yeah, they're usually pretty bad against the Bears, but
so it's possible.
All right,
it's possible.
Not a bad pick. It's looking better, but I just will remind you of this: last year the Niners kicked the shit out of the Vikings on Monday Night Football, and then they sucked for the rest of the season.
The Vikings went on to win the NFC North.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think Chip Kelly learned a thing or two too.
Yeah.
Did he?
Is that NFL players don't want to condition for 4 weeks leading into the season? And they don't want to run.
What I saw last night was a team that believed in the system and looked like they wanted to play for them.
Yeah. Well, right. Their defense was good, too.
Well, I'm going to stay in
their
with
defense
it
looked,
now.
Wait, by the way,
their
so
defense
the
great.
Niners have to be what? Over what was
granted,
it?
They played the Rams.
Was
five
it five and a half? Okay.
Yeah, five and a half.
Five and a half. Got it.
I believe, if I'm seeing this correct, I'm going to stay in the West, but I'm going to go over to the AFC.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with the San Diego Chargers under 7. And the stats are there. Like, with Keenan Allen,
ugh,
like, 7 wins was probably right on.
Yeah.
Without Keenan Allen, 4.
Yeah. And they needed to have that win and not blow it against the Chiefs.
Correct.
Like,
yeah. So that was a big one. The fact that they're already 0-1,
yeah,
that's pretty big for me.
And down a big guy.
Yeah,
fucking poor Keenan Allen, man. I feel like he's awesome whenever he plays, but this is like the 4th season in a row he's been knocked out.
Yeah, I can't remember him.
cue the Samuel L. Jackson. They called me Mr. Glassman.
Seriously.
So yeah, I think that one's self-explanatory. We don't even need to dive into that. I think that with Keenan Allen, there's somebody.
Well,
without him,
can we just dive into how much Philip Rivers' face is just so punchable.
It is very punchable,
like,
face.
Maybe more than Cutler. I mean, obviously for me.
No, definitely not.
Really? Cutler still? But Philip Rivers is pretty close. Pretty damn close, I think.
Actually, yeah, but I have more respect for Philip Rivers.
Well, yeah.
Because he gets the job done, man.
Does he?
He throws. He's in the fight every game.
How many done jobs? He throws just as many picks as Cutler.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I've been watching.
Eli,
where's our fucking research guy on this?
He's probably getting an unwanted beige in a stairwell somewhere in Torrance.
James Lofton. All right. Well, either way,
I've always seen him as a fighter, and I respect him as an opponent.
He's a little more fiery.
I hated him at first, especially when I was Cutler fan. But I've grown to be impressed by him over the years.
Plus, you have to look at, like, lately the last couple teams that he's had, like. He's being forced to sling the ball 40-some times because they're down. Now,
and they're always in it, and he's always fighting till the end.
Can I just point something out real quick? Pac was born in Chicago, got the fuck out of there, became a Broncos fan. I was born in Chicago, or Illinois, and stuck being a Bears fan. He also had Cutler as his quarterback in Denver and had to root for him, got lucky. Cutler, now I'm stuck with fucking Cutler.
And Fox.
And John Fox. Why am I getting all your shitty hand-me-downs?
You might be okay.
No.
You might get to a playoff game, but you're not going to win.
Listen, this
much.
Is not a Good Will Hunting moment.
How many
right?
years
you
after
cannot say
John
I'm okay.
Fox left? How
or
many
it's
years
not your
after
fault.
John Fox
it's,
left?
It could
the
be.
The Broncos win the Super Bowl.
It could be
the
your,
next year.
It could be your fault.
2 or 3?
No, the next year.
No, next
was
year.
It? Okay,
yeah. Next well, year.
So, as soon as John Fox gets fired, congratulations.
God, that'd be sweet.
Well, I mean, John Fox was like, I got nothing bad to say about him. Like, he got us to a certain point, but he didn't get us over the hump, and he didn't get us ready to play on the biggest game.
He also
kind of
looks
year.
Like a Christmas character, along with Tom Coughlin.
He's kind of just a cheerleader. He's like a big cheerleader, you know.
Like, John Fox is like the good Christmas character in like a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story, and Tom Coughlin's the villain.
Yeah,
the rosy
that.
Red cheeks. Yeah. All right, anyway, sorry.
And
they're
both kind of.
No worries.
They're like elf hero and elf villain.
I feel like this is some kind of like intervention for you guys, or like some kind of like therapy that you guys can all get out your.
I don't know, man.
Can we talk
shit.
About my wife?
Pac just. Oh, poor wives.
All right, so now this is the Clint Howard round. I get the first pick in round 2. This is where Vegas says that they're not. Not sexy.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Under 500.
Oh, wait. That's my Clint Howard pick.
What?
The Niners? The Niners.
No.
That would have been a perfect nine. That would have been a perfect Glenn Howard pick.
Well, not really, because you'd have to win eight. You'd have to win eight. So that's you're saying that they'd have to win two and a half, four games.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm confused.
So Clint Howard is, they're under, like, the win total is...
Not only do I not know anything, I don't know how to play.
Which is another ringing endorsement for Key West Lime.
Key Lime Pie.
Although Key West Lime, yeah. So you find yourself tongue deep in some dude's asshole. All right, here we go.
That has never happened.
I'm going with, they're going to lose this weekend. But my Clint Howard pick, where Vegas says they're going to finish with less than eight wins... I say they're going to get eight or more. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh yeah. You're big on the Bucs.
I see how you play.
I love them. I think they're great. Vegas has them at 7.5, and I think a lot of people took their under. But there's just the talent there. I think they're loaded at wideout. They have two good running backs in Doug Martin and Charles Sims. Yeah. Jameis Winston is an absolute baller. He's like the one quarterback that was drafted where you're like, okay. This guy actually can sling it. Yeah,
he's got a good tight end too, right? What's that dude's name? Safarian Jenkins, Austin Safarian.
I can't remember. I can remember two names. Yeah. I can remember two names, but you throw a third one in there, I can't do it.
Safarian Jenkins.
I don't have time.
Dorial Green Beckham. What's the other? There's another. There's many more. Maurice Jones-Drew. Is he still in? No, he's gone. He's fat. He's very fat.
He's probably like a running back's coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something. So they beat the Falcons at home last week. Now they get Arizona on the road. At least they're going to lose that one. But then they get the Rams at home.
Win.
Then they get the Broncos.
Mm. At home or away?
It's at home.
Okay. They could
then
maybe
they go to Carolina. They're going to lose that one. But then they get San Francisco.
Win.
Which is possible. But we just said that.
Nah, I'm not sold.
Either way. They get the Raiders. Which can go either way.
In Oakland or in Tampa?
No, it's in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Then they get Atlanta at home, and they already went on the road and beat them. Then they get the Bears. Kansas City and Seattle, they're probably going to lose those games. Then they get San Diego. They get the Saints twice. They get the Cowboys and the Panthers at home.
Doable.
Like, I see eight wins in there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be even close. I honestly think they're going to be a playoff team at 10-6. That's my pick, Clint Howard.
What are the rules again?
It's got to be an over,
uh-huh.
And it's got to be eight wins, but the team has to be predicted to win less than eight.
And if it doesn't happen, like it's an important pick, if it doesn't happen, we get to call Clint Howard and he gets to come home and plow your wife while you watch.
While you watch.
And there's not going to be Ron Howard there to direct his actions. So he's going to be all over the place.
Does my wife have to consent to this?
No.
Feels like something she should say yes to.
Mm.
I just don't feel like I can. All right, if they're the rules,
this is considered English comedy. Your wife is English.
she'll find Benny Hill stuff.
All right, Clint Howard pick. You got this.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. It's late,
oh,
man.
Geez,
I'm waiting for you.
Jesus. Wait, can I pick a team that's got eight wins?
No. It has to be under 7.5 or less.
7.5 or less.
Can't be an eighter.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
You're basically saying this team is predicted to be dog shit.
And I think they're going to be a little better.
Not a little better. They're going to be eight wins or better.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Perfect. Perfect.
How's that?
A solid pick.
Feels good. Who's their quarterback again?
His name is Benson Bernelsels. No, wait. Blake
Bortles.
Bronson.
Oh, more beer.
All right, so you got the Jags.
I like it. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, it's informed.
Offense
it's an informed pick.
I just
their D is supposed to be better too, but I mean,
well, you would think, right? So this is what, the fourth year for Gus Bradley there, mm-hmm. And he ran Seattle's defense. So by now, you've got players in there.
Yeah.
You've been able to draft.
I will say they were decent against the Packers. Like fucking Aaron Rodgers, of course, made some insane touchdown throw when he was getting thrown to the ground and shit like that. So
right,
it's not a bad pick.
Of course, throwing the fact that the Packers decided to run three consecutive times
that
and
too.
Could have just passed into the end zone 7 yards down the field, no problem. Best quarterback in the league. Like, you don't want to just put the game out of reach, do you?
I heard they got a lot of weapons.
All right, my Clint Howard, I talked about this fella earlier. I think he might actually be the guy the fucking Philly fans love. Finally, I'm going with the Eagles for my Clint Howard.
And what was their over-under? Was it 6.5?
No, I think it was 7.5. Or maybe it was 7. Hang on, let me
Right on the head?
Let me take a quick look here. Eagles 7-9, so I'm going over.
Is it a lot better, like, once you get that first one in the
I mean, I'm feeling good. Obviously, I've taken two teams that have lost and won, so it goes with my picks. But I really do feel like Sam Bradford and Nick Foles were not good fits for the Eagles, and this guy finally fits. Can you just see this being like the year that everyone's like, "Oh, fucking Carson Wentz has the Eagles," like they're going to be like beating the shit out of the Cowboys and the Giants and the Redskins.
I can't see that happening.
I can't believe that.
I totally can.
It always amazes me when, like, you look at, like, go back to the NBA. Vin Baker came out of Hartford,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, if he was so good, and he was good in the NBA, yeah. like he was actually the number one pick until he like just started getting hammered every night.
In the sin.
So he you know, if he was so good, why did he only go to Hartford? If you're Carson Wentz, if he was so good, why did he only go to North Dakota? Yeah.
Probably because he liked to drink a lot, which is all right for a quarterback. That's true. It's okay.
But I mean,
I like really to drink a lot too. Oil business.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything like, but like Tony Romo was Eastern Illinois. So was Jimmy Garoppolo. I found out this past weekend.
Eastern Illinois.
For
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, Flacco was from some shitty Delaware or something. Like,
but Flacco's not good.
No, but he won a Super Bowl. And I'm just saying he could have a.
You don't have to be great to win a Super Bowl.
Saying, yeah, he was on a Super Bowl.
All
winning
I'm saying
team.
Is
Trent Dilfer.
All I'm saying is Carson Wentz is going to be enough for Eagles fans to like love at least for this year. And they didn't love Sam Bradford. They didn't even fucking love Nick Foles, I don't think.
You know what? But, you know what he needs to do to like just for Philadelphia fans to totally latch on. There needs to be video of him walking down Broad Street, and like someone calls him like a ginger fuck, and he just lays him out.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. And at that point, like Carson Wentz jerseys, mm-hmm. number one selling Eagles jersey of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think it is right now, Randall Cunningham?
Eagles Reggie White.
Yeah. Actually, no. It could be the Miracle Dude. You know, Miracle or whatever. What was it? Not Miracle. Walmart. What was that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Walmart. What the hell was that? What was that called?
Invincible.
Yeah. There it is. Uh-huh. There it is. Miracle was the hockey one.
All right. So we've got our Clint Howard picks. I've got the Buccaneers. You've got the Jaguars, Pac. Gary, you've got the Eagles. All right. So now third, fourth, and fifth rounds as we speed through this here. These are your picks. Doesn't matter. Overs or unders, just straight up.
All right.
Each one is worth 10 points if it hits.
Off the bat, I'm going with they're quickly becoming one of my most hated teams in the last couple years because I have a friend who is a fan of them. They're in the AFC East. It's not the Patriots. It's not my wife's team. I fucking hate the Dolphins, yes. and I'm going under on 7.5 wins, and I think it's going to be way under. Ryan Tannehill, how many years does he fucking need? And now they got Arian Foster, and who is going to get hurt in no time. And this other running back who basically got, kicked off the team in the first week.
Jay Ajayi.
So they're under. I'm going under 7.5 for them. Mostly
he got kicked off for pouting.
Yeah, for pouting, yeah. And is their coach still the fucking same?
Adam Gase.
It's Adam Gase from the Bears. Yeah, that's right. Whatever.
Broncos.
So I would say that's the only thing that you have going against you because it's like he took Jay Cutler and turned him into like actually a respectable quarterback.
You know, everyone says that, but I watched the Bears last year. He wasn't that good. What do you have?
It wasn't like he was that good. He just wasn't that bad.
That bad, yes. So is that what Tannehill's going to do? He's going to be not that bad?
Correct. And I said if that happens, then he's got more miracles on his resume than Jesus Christ. If that happens.
That's fine. But I think you know, they're going to lose to the Bills and they're going to lose to the Patriots and they're going to probably lose to the – who's the other team?
They're splitting with the Jets.
Yeah. Well, they might split with the Jets, yeah. But they're gonna be worse than 7.5 games, no doubt.
All right, Pogross.
Minnesota Vikings will not win 9.5 football games this year.
Oh, that's a great pick. Because you're seriously, I feel like they're a lot like the Broncos, and where that defense is going to win them games like they did in Tennessee. That defense won them games. Like
you heard
all these people.
I didn't realize they were 9.5.
Yeah,
that's high.
Seems high, right? Especially they're playing a first place schedule. Get the Packers twice. And the Lions are actually like not as bad as you'd think. Last year, I think they finished something like 6-2 last year.
Yeah,
over their final eight games, the Lions. So
that's right.
And if you look at like this Tennessee game, even in the first week, like that defense won them that game, and they're not going to be picking off two passes a week and running them in for touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. They should have probably lost to the Titans, to be honest, because they didn't do anything on offense. Right? They were down 10-3 or something like that until the defensive touchdowns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch any of that.
No one should have watched that game. I did because I'm a degenerate gambler and I had money on the Titans.
Didn't Bridgewater get hurt?
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I know that much.
According to the internet, it was like the most horrific leg injury of all time.
Yeah.
Non-contact. Players were crying, throwing up.
Seemed like a big story. I couldn't bring myself to click on it, though.
Well, there's no like video evidence of it or anything.
He's got to go get some of that Ray Lewis deer antler spray.
Hell
he'll be
yeah.
back by week four.
And absolutely. Then he'll be killing people by week five.
Well, with killers.
Hey, I'm gonna go back to the AFC West again. I've already got one team there. I'm gonna go with an over here. I'm gonna go with the Kansas City Chiefs over 9.5
Gosh.
Wins.
Wow,
it's hard for me to do because
they look good. Like, they do. They look good.
Well, you're missing. So you're missing a couple of key players right now. Jamal Charles didn't play, and is it
too old?
Justin Houston on the on the defense,
yep.
So he's out for a couple of games as well. However, I think that Andy Reid learned last year that you have to throw the ball more than 4 yards down the field to win a game. And I think that showed. They went down against San Diego, and it was like, hey, we got to start slinging this thing.
They beat us last year.
The Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not when it mattered, though.
True.
That's true.
Who's their other wide receiver besides Macklin?
Some Wilson kid.
Okay,
Al Wilson or some shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they also have Travis Kelce, the tight end.
Yeah, mini Gronk.
But I think that for the most part, they're well coached. They have a lot of threats at running back, and I think their defense is top notch. And I think that you know, they're not playing a first place schedule. They just I could see like a 10-6.
Yeah,
just regular season.
Do you think Andy Reid has mustard stains on all of his shirts?
I do.
At home? And he's always wearing a jacket on the sideline to cover it up. He has to have mustard stains on all of his shirts.
I actually do have stains on every single shirt I have.
They're not mustard, though.
No, it's cum.
That's where we're going.
That's
with
gross.
It. Just solidifying what we were all anticipating. It's
a lot of growing up to do.
Here's another,
Kim.
Here's another one that I'm going to have fun rooting for the entire time. The Dallas Cowboys under 8 wins.
I like that.
8-8.
They're not going to be good this year at all.
No, not at all. It's just there's too many injuries. And the biggest thing I've going for that bet is that Jason Garrett is still somehow the head coach. God. The only coach
it's a family.
I've ever seen.
It's a family, Tommy.
What does he have on
like
on
probably
Jera?
Probably like pictures of Jera like
child porn or something
like just something that's like worse than like because those weren't even bad pictures.
Maybe there's
of,
a paterno
the hookers
thing going
last
on.
Year.
Oh yeah, those were actually pretty funny.
Or maybe maybe Jera like fingered Jason Garnett when he was
Jesus.
Or not Garnett Jason Garrett when he was maybe it was Jason Garnett.
Hey, they're both redheads.
That would make sense to me.
Got that ginger under the age of 18.
Jeez.
Thing. So, yeah, I think that's an unbelievable lock. Probably one, if Keenan Allen doesn't get hurt, that's probably my Khloe Kardashian sure fucking slut thing.
So, if Cowboys finish 8-8, you would get
Loss.
5 points.
5 points, okay.
You would not 10.
Who's playing quarterback for the New York Jets?
His name is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Smartest guy in the league.
8-8? Yeah. Who's picking? Who's pick?
It's your yours,
pick.
Buddy.
Yeah, that feels.
It's on you. That's, all eyes on you.
Gosh. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos over.
Finally. We were waiting for
that.
Ah,
yes.
That's been a long time coming.
You know what? I have never been more dedicated to preseason than I was this year. I watched a lot. I read a lot. I called Trevor Siemian as the starter in May. You can look on my phone.
He said he's got a text.
I got
said
a text.
May
you
that
can
Siemian
see it.
Was going to win the starting job.
And I also said that he would be hard-pressed to give it up. So let's hope that second part of the equation comes true.
In May, although, like if you think about it, like it's a bold statement on the surface. But if you look at it, it was.
I watched him in preseason the year before. He looked freaking great.
It's like walking onto the tennis court and you see like your two opponents of the day are going to be one in a wheelchair and the other one's missing a leg. And you're like, I'm going to win this game.
He's an athlete. He's by far more athletic than those
two
other.
So you had
well,
Sanchez
excuse me,
Paxton
Lynch
yeah.
is more athletic than Trevor Siemian and he's waiting in the wings, no doubt. But I think Trevor can handle his business.
All right.
I think we saw that.
I'm just saying, I thought it was a nice call. It's a nice call by you in May. I'm just saying if you look at, it wasn't like, you know.
Did anybody else make that call? No.
Probably.
No, there was very little chatter. I want to show you the text.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know that many Broncos fans. I'm sure somewhere in Broncos Nation, someone made that call. That,
all
hey,
of them.
against this retard and this blind kid, I think I'm going to do pretty well in this race.
I'm with the key lime pie.
There's no retard. No, wait. I guess Sanchez could be a retard. Correct. There's no blind kid in the race. But Paxton Lynch is a gamer. He doesn't know the system.
Right. A lot of good football players went to Memphis.
I watched Paxton in preseason, too.
All right. My final very two. Athletic. I'm going to stick with the homer pick here. I'm going to go under Bears. Under 7.5.
Man.
Because I am fucking sick of my Chicago Bears.
Wow.
All right. So a few years ago, me and my buddy had a talk, and we were like, we can't root for the Bears anymore.
You
if
shouldn't.
They don't get rid of Lovey. And
now you miss Lovey.
No, I don't miss Lovey at all. But
now he's a huge Illinois fan. Like, just Illinois football is.
No, I do not miss Lovey one bit, but it's just transferred over to Cutler. I cannot root for this team anymore.
Yeah, it's tough.
I've given Cutler 19 chances. Been like, yeah, I've defended him. I've hated him. I've been like, oh, maybe he's not so bad. He's pretty tough. He'll make a good throw here and there. I fucking am sick of him. I want them to lose every game this year. I want him gone. And we don't even have a good backup. Brian Hoyer's our backup. What are we going to do?
Jimmy Clausen, what happened to him?
Oh, God. That's just so sad. So remember when the Bears punted every possession last year with Jimmy Clausen?
Yep. Against Seattle.
Yeah,
great.
Exactly. Yeah. Week 3 of the season, I think. Anyways, under 7.5 for them. I think that they'll be lucky to win 5. I looked at their schedule. They're going to lose to the Eagles this week, I hope, on Monday Night Football.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your football season is so much less fun than mine right now.
It sucks.
Sorry, buddy.
It's terrible. Well,
sorry.
The good news for Chicago fans, the Cubs are unbelievable.
I hate the Cubs.
Correct. So
I'm a White
Sox. Yeah.
Kill me.
Go Bulls.
Kill me now.
Enjoy your new condo. A lot of good time with you.
Blackhawks are going to be outstanding.
Only sweet, sweet gambling gets me through every day.
Sweet, sweet gambling.
Anyways, and then my last pick, I just had it here. I'm going another under, but this one, I don't know.
Are we doing two picks in a row? Right?
Yeah. Well, no, I am because it's snake. Okay.
I'm glad it never snakes.
When are we going to admit that the fucking Colts are dog shit? They're a dog shit fucking team. Andrew Luck might be okay, but there's dog shit everywhere around him.
I think Andrew Luck is a fine quarterback, son. And I just
who are you, fucking John Gruden?
You did sound very Grudish.
He's a fine quarterback, son. But you know, it's now pretty much proven that if the Colts head coach Chuck Pagano doesn't get cancer, the Colts aren't going to win the division.
Exactly.
Cancer was a big motivator for everyone.
Huge.
Everyone was motivated by the cancer. Yeah.
So, and they're 9.5 too. So I'm getting the hook. So
the fact that they lost at home to the Lions, that's huge.
Exactly.
That's
so they would need to go. They need to go 10-5 the rest of the season.
Yep.
They got the Broncos.
Not gonna happen.
I hope they're not good. So I'm worried about them.
I like that pick. I think it's a good pick.
I think their offense is good. They have a lot of good receivers. Well, I mean, Frank Gore's old. I think they should have upgraded there if they wanted to actually have a chance. But they're a weak team, and they always are down. Like, every game they're down 20
I'll tell you
to
what,
fucking
that Lions offensive coordinator, Jim Bob Cooter, whatever the fuck his name is.
Best name in football.
Is that his name?
Yes. Fucking tore him apart. And,
yeah.
And the funny thing is, we ripped him apart on the Daily Upper Decker that this fucking guy's in charge of the offense. Like I said, they finished the year 6-2 last year, now they're 1-0. So they're 7-2 over their last 9
Jim
games. Jim Bob Cooter.
And a quick shout out to my buddy Max. He hates the Colts as well and calls them dog shit. So I'm going to give him props for that last pick.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you stole his line.
No, there's no line. I mean, I don't think he said they're dog shit. I think I said dog shit. I think he said they suck.
So if you look at your 5 picks that you have, you've got 4 unders.
4 unders. I'm only rooting for the Eagles this year.
And the only reason why you took that over is because it was the Clint Howard pick where you had to take a team that finished.
Not a lot of
I feel like Barry Murphy's not here, so I'm taking over
you're
him.
You're taking over. Yeah, you condo owners are so fucking negative.
Way to bet
ever
with your
since you become a homeowner in California, you become a negative pile of shit. All right, Pacross, your final pick.
I'm pretty sure I'm going all over. I'm taking Detroit Lions.
Over?
Over. Yeah, I'm all overs except for one under.
Except for the Vikings
Their win total is pretty low, right?
7.
7. But if the Bears are going to suck and the Vikings are going to suck, then somebody's got to be good in the NFC North.
You're right.
What about the Packers?
Well, the Packers are obviously going to be good.
Right. Well, they split with Detroit last year.
Yeah, true.
I think it's a good pick.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Detroit loses Calvin Johnson. They really have no running back. I mean, they have Theo Riddick.
Riddick, Amir Abdullah, they went with 3 different guys.
Three different
running backs scored touchdowns.
By committee.
As opposed
by
to
committee.
A two-headed committee, they have 3. And they who are the receivers? Marvin Jones, Dolden Tate, guys who should be like third stringers normally, or sorry, the third
Eric
option.
Ebron or Ebron,
yeah, and he drops passes all the fucking time. He's supposed to be good every year. But somehow they seem better.
They're going to be like the Dodgers. Yeah. They're going to be just like the Los Angeles Dodgers, where you're like, you cannot understand why they're winning all these games. Everybody gets hurt. Everybody leaves. Everybody goes down.
Yep.
I think it's a great pick, Pop.
Didn't Detroit get fucked in the playoffs 2 years ago against the Cowboys? Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, like hardcore pass interference. There should have been a pass interference, yeah.
Right. And then the next week, the Cowboys got fucked against the Packers. And then the week after that, the Packers got fucked against Seattle.
Yep,
yeah.
There you go.
Wah, wah, wah. I'm going to go ahead. My final pick is going to be an over, which should put me at, what, three overs, two unders, which is pretty much standard, really.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers over.
Man.
Over.
They look good the other night.
They sure did look good, yeah.
10.5 wins. So that means they've got to go from here. They've got to go 10-5 from here on out. So 11. I know the AFC North is tough, whatever, but they look pretty good. Le'Veon Bell's suspended for the first four games, but D'Angelo Williams showed last night.
No, it's only three games for Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, they went from 4 to 3. So that's actually about in your favor.
Then I'm not that excited about my D'Angelo Williams fantasy pick in the second round.
Josh Gordon is suspended for 4, but I'm pretty sure Le'Veon Bell will be back in week 4.
You know, the funny part is if we would have done this draft last week before week 1, I probably would have taken the over for the Cleveland Browns.
You probably would have got more.
After watching that first week, absolutely not.
Now here's a question
you probably would have got more traffic too.
Yeah.
NFL preview, but it's week 2.
These fucking clowns. So you're saying that you would have taken the Browns over with RG3 but not McCown?
No, actually, like it's a really interesting point. Is that I think they're a better team with McCown.
Exactly,
but it's just I don't know that.
Yeah,
when a rookie quarterback from North Dakota tears you apart, there's bigger problems in the quarterback
terrible.
Position. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, final thing before we say goodnight. Team, we did this last year too. We're looking for the team who's going to have the most players arrested in the 2016 season. Since I had the last pick, I'll start.
The old arrest bonus.
No one won this bonus last year because actually during the season, it's very hard for NFL players to get arrested because they're too busy working.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Man, that leaves the door wide open for me.
Vontaze Burfict, you know, Adam Pac-Man Jones, the town of Cincinnati hates black people. The cops there, they hate black people.
They have that terrible Cincinnati skyline chili.
That is an issue. Yeah, that is an issue.
Dirty sex moves on Urban Dictionary. Like a dozen of them from Cincinnati. Just a dirty town, you know, very easy place to get in trouble. I'll take the Bengals.
I like it.
Pac Ross?
I am going to go with the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, dude,
your Los Angeles Rams.
Dude, that's a great – because they're fucking in L.A. now.
And they're going to be really bored in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good point. Man, that you stole my pick.
Anybody want to go up to Oxnard and run some meth?
Man, I was totally going to take the Rams. You know what? Who should I go with here? Let me think about this real quick.
Got to go. Almost go with a city like the Rams.
I'm thinking a coast. You know what? I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with the Jags. It's just Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. And Miami is too obvious, and I already took them for an under. So I'm gonna go with the Jags. Florida.
Florida seems like a good safe bet.
Yeah. Seems like a hard knocks has to follow a Florida team.
I might go with Tampa Bay because they could start winning.
Oh, I should have gone.
They could start winning.
I'm
they could start partying.
Yeah. Quick decision. You stole my Rams
round
pick. That was great.
Then you get
Smith.
The cocaine.
Ooh.
Then you get the cocaine.
More than that in Florida. Sounds it's good. Like fourth round Jim Smith has bypassed Promax bars this year and has gone with bath salts.
Oh, my God.
He's been a hit or miss.
What do they call that shit? The bath salt stuff? It's what's the actual name for it? It's like
bath salt.
No. There's an actual drug name for it.
Oh, right. They're doing it
it's
these
like,
days.
The
kids.
The kid just ate a couple's face like a month ago in Florida.
Yeah,
it was like
a
frat kid.
Flacca.
There it is.
Flacca.
FLAKKA.
Watch out for
Flacca.
The Flacca kids.
Yeah, you can't trust anything that has back-to-back K's in it.
Yeah. So the moral of this podcast is trust Barbasol, not Flacca. Right?
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.